Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, you with me?
I'm here.
I'm going to go ahead and roll from this point on, Catherine. All right, as you said, you well, first let me get how long were you her personal assistant? It was a while, wasn't it?
It was 3.5 years I worked for her.
And here is what I heard, and this I, by the way, I've met her a couple times too, and this was why it summed it up to me. America's grandmother.
Yes. It's quintessential, yes, America's grandmother. She, you know, people loved her and they didn't even know her. You know, on a personal level, she had that connection with people right off the bat and made you just feel so comfortable and so loved. And yeah, she totally was America's grandmother.
Now, a few years ago, she was up here at this, I think it was called the Petroleum Club or something in Fort Worth, that she actually was a keynote speaker for that luncheon. And I remember her, she didn't say, if they started clapping at just the wrong time, she'd put her hand up and go, shh, I'm not done yet. That kind of was her.
That was a classic Barbara Bush move. Yeah, she did it up until her final date. I mean, anytime she, you know, wanted everyone to sit down or be quiet, she would put her hand up and, you know, kind of give that stern look like we were in trouble or something. But that was her.
I'll bet everyone was quiet, too.
Oh, yes. When Barbara Bush speaks, people listen.
You know, the thing that, the other thing that I remember, when her granddaughters were in college and they were driving her dad, the president, crazy, Barbara said, "Now you're finding out what we went through, George." I mean, do you remember her, how that went, how she viewed the precocious nature of her two granddaughters?
You know, I that was well before my time, but you know, she has a special place in her heart for Jenna and Barbara, the twins. She sees a lot of their dad and her son in them, and honestly, President Bush 43 and Mrs. Barbara Bush are two peas in a pod. They're cut from the same cloth, and so I think she had a special place in her heart for the twins, especially probably during their college years, for sure.
She wasn't fooled a bit by them. Tell me what your memories are of her when you worked with her. I heard, and I'll let you talk about it, but I heard she was like, it was like working for somebody who was your boss, but she, kind of in a matriarchal way.
Absolutely. She, you know, I would definitely have to, you know, pinch myself. Even months and years into the job, I had to remind myself, you know, this is Barbara Bush that you're working for. And because she felt like my grandmother. She felt like someone that just made you feel right at ease and right at home. And but then, you know, you would leave the house and you'd go to the grocery store, or you know, someone would see you with her and everyone would stop and they'd always have a story for her. And you just kind of forget, gosh, she is just so beloved from every corner of the world. People know Barbara Bush. They love her. And I think that's just really special.
Yeah, first time I met her was, who's going to date me, 1980. I was, it was like 82 or 3. She was doing a fundraiser in Springfield, Illinois, vice president's wife back then. And she just struck me as being so folksy that you wouldn't know she was a politician's wife. But the fact is, and from what everyone has said, was she had an ability to see through the facade of people, and B, she was more hands on in HW's campaigns, and probably her son's to a degree, but she had a very keen political insight that a lot of people really either didn't know about or give her credit for.
Absolutely. I think it came more naturally to her than most people give her credit for. she's naturally very quick on her feet. She always has a response, no matter what the question is or how difficult the question might be. She always knew what to say, and it was always the right thing to say, even if it was controversial. She just had that that ability to speak her mind, and people listened even if they disagreed with her.
Don't think she ever got President Bush to eat broccoli, though, did she?
No, I don't think anyone would make him eat broccoli. He hates it.
I remember them delivering this stuff to the White House. You have been involved in the planning here. Certainly, again, it wasn't a huge surprise to anybody. And a lot of things, I'm guessing, were in place. But for those here up here in Dallas who are wondering about it, what can you tell us about arrangements?
So as of right now, the service is private. It will be held at St. Mark's Episcopal Church near Dunn, Houston. The service will begin promptly at 11 o'clock. It will be televised, I believe, on all news media outlets. But if anyone is traveling to Houston to be here for the celebration of her life, not technically at the funeral service, there will be a public response that she will be lying in repose at the church beginning tomorrow, I believe at 12:30 in the afternoon, for 24 hours. So the public will have a chance to come and pay their respects to her.
Okay. And that which church is that? So
that's at the same church, St. Martin's Episcopal Church.
St. Martin's, okay. All right. Is there anything else you want to add that I'm not asking? Some perhaps memory of how she, some quirky story, anything that I wouldn't know to ask about?
You know, I've been trying to wrap my brain around, you know, my favorite memories with her in, you know, past 24 hours or less than 24 hours. The thing that just keeps coming to my mind is just how awesome she was in all aspects. She was hilarious. She was sensitive. She was strong. She was, you know, so proud of her family and her friends, and she loved America. She loved people who love to help people. And, you know, her legacy with literacy and, you know, obviously the political realm, I think her legacy will live on well into to the years ahead. And she was just wonderful. I can't really think of anything else other than that.
At that point, then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.